Didi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Our absolute pleasure. Could you explain to us what actually sort of causes eczema? What kind of sort of conditions does this actually arise from?
Mm-hmm. Eczema is in our genes. So if we come from a family of people who have allergies and sensitive skin, asthma, dry skin, those are the people who have propensity to eczema. It usually starts in when you're a baby, and it's very important what types of products you put on your skin and how you handle your skin of your children to reduce the chance of the eczema getting worse and allergies developing.
And what kind of symptoms do we see occurring from eczema, in especially in more severe cases?
People who go on to develop chronic eczema as adults are the ones who end up suffering the most. But teenagers who haven't grown out of their eczema also have a huge effect on their quality of life, because they don't sleep properly and it makes them difficult to study for the important exams they have to do. And so getting their skin as well under control when they're young children is as important as anything for their education and their future.
And traditionally speaking, how is eczema actually treated?
Eczema is treated with more bathing and smothering the skin with moisturizers to protect the natural skin barrier, which is deficient in people with eczema. And if you put, you were talking earlier about organic products, and if you were to put some things on the skin which you might consider to be organic, for example, lanolin, which is lamb's wool extract, or pawpaw, or certain plants, while they do have some anti-inflammatory properties in them, one of the problems can be that some of these plants, such as pawpaw, aloe vera, they have components within them which actually cause a lot of allergy at the same time. And so whilst parents think that these products are helpful, they can be essentially vaccinating their children against them, because they're putting them onto the skin directly. After all, that's how you vaccinate people. The skin is highly immunogenic. So whatever you put on broken skin repeatedly can induce allergy. So you need to be careful about what you repeatedly apply to your skin.
I mean, all natural, organic, it's almost seen as a synonym for this as a good product in a lot of today's marketplace. Is it fair to say we do see a rise of these kind of products hitting the market and perhaps issues arising from those?
That's absolutely correct. That just because something is labeled as organic or natural doesn't mean that it is necessarily good for the skin. I've even seen sorbeline creams, and when you look at what they're mixed into them, it includes plants like poison ivy, which is really highly allergic. So best thing is to see your GP. If you have severe eczema, ask to be referred to a dermatologist who's more knowledgeable about these things. And there are some new treatments which have recently been registered by the TGA. One is an injection, the other is a tablet. And these are alternatives to steroids, which can be used to treat patients with chronic eczema very safely.
Well, Didi, do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning. Obviously, a bit of a concern. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.